The El Paso International Music Foundation was formed to empower El Paso Juarez Las Cruces musicians and to promote the local music scene. They do this through education, advocacy, and building awareness. Today, my guest is Grisel Rodriguez from the El Paso International Music Foundation. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you guys are a fairly young organization.
We are. We launched June of this year.
Oh, like babies.
Babies, yeah. I mean, we started planning it last year.
Right.
But didn't launch until June.
How did it even come to be? Or
like, why did we start it?
Yeah.
I lived in Austin for 10 years, and they had the Austin Music Foundation and Austin HAM, which is for health for musicians,
right,
and SIMS, which is mental health, right? And so I moved back here, and I'd been here for 8 years.
And we should tell people you're a singer.
I am a singer, yes.
Okay, but we digress.
I was here for 8 years singing in different bands and kind of keeping an eye on the scene. And then Star City Studios had like a mixer, and I went to it and met Eric Boseman, who's the manager there and is also an amazing drummer. I told him, hey, you know, you're doing these mixers, and you also, they had like a lawyer come and talk to the musicians. And so I was like, you're kind of doing some of the stuff that the Austin Music Foundation was doing. Why don't you start a foundation? And he was like, no.
He's like, listen, lady, yeah, this is working for me. It's manageable.
Yeah. So he was like, fine, let's have coffee. And so we had coffee, and I had jumbled the three organizations together in my head. So I was like, it's this and this and this and that. And he was like, oh my gosh, that's like too much work. My kids are about to graduate. He's like, let's start talking about it in May of next year. And I was like, oh, okay. And so he was like, why don't you do it? I was like, no. So we just kind of threw it back and forth until I was like sending him. So I was like, look, right now is the perfect time to do this in El Paso because it's growing and the arts and everything is kind of culminating at this moment. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, people are coming back. They're like doing a lot for the city and the city is responding. So eventually by like January, he was like, all right.
Down. Yeah. That's how you have to do it when you're starting new things.
And he was like, but you're doing it with me. So I was like, all right, let's do it together.
Fair enough.
And so then we brought on Cynthia Lopez, who's an immigration attorney and also an artist manager,
mm-hmm,
Amber Yamamo, and August Aventura, who are Seven Gods Entertainment. They have like a music school.
Nice.
And they do a lot of other awesome things with music. And then we had Matthew Torres, who's no longer on the board, but he helped us out for a long time. He's got Siren Sound Productions. Christian Yanez from Lowbrow, and also manages the Swell Kids, who just opened for Khalid.
Yeah.
Charlie Villanueva and Gabe Gonzalez.
But you guys are already doing lots of programming and events.
We are. Sorry, let me mention a couple more people before they get mad that
I didn't say their names. Yeah, go for it.
Nancy Peters, who is like really aligned with the medical community because she does marketing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently had Monica from Kiss FM join our board.
Nice.
So that's been helpful. And actually, Kiss FM reached out to us and helped us out. Like, they had us volunteer on the Beer Bites and Beats. And then they gave us a donation and had
that's amazing.
Justin Furstenfeld from Blue October come and do a mental health talk with the musicians. Yeah. And so that's like the programming, right? So what we're trying to do is provide music business education, like kind of workshops for
right,
musicians to help them try to make a living off of this or like progress
figure
more.
Figure out how to monetize it.
Right. The other aspect is health. And so long term, we want to try to find them low cost health services.
Mm-hmm.
But we went and talked to everybody in Austin about it, like the organizations over there. And they're like, you know, it's like a really long term plan because you have to make connections. You have to show that the community
embraces
is, them. Right. So but in the meantime, what we're doing is providing preventative health seminars. So we did one on mental health. We'll be doing one on voice, on like occupational therapy, physical therapy, nutrition, all that sort of thing to keep them from needing those services in the meantime.
Right.
You know? And the third one is, like you said, outreach. And so it's kind of like letting the community know that there's really quite a great deal of really talented musicians in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in general, the community doesn't seem to be very aware of it. You know?
It's mind-blowing to me because you can see live music every single night.
Yeah, and it's, I lived in Austin for 10 years and then I moved to LA for 2 years,
mm-hmm,
and then came here. And I thought, when I left, you know, I was young and I was like, you know, there's probably not going to be any music. It's done. I'm not going to sing ever again, right? And so I started going to shows here and I was blown away by how amazing everybody was,
yeah,
you know? Like, I would say a good 80-90% of the bands I've been out to see were incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there are these special nights.
Yeah. So that, you know, like trying to get the community to know that that's out there, to come out to the shows and support the musicians and in turn support the bars and the venues that are doing, you know, having these performances.
Sure.
So that musicians can get paid. Like, you know, a lot of musicians that play in cover bands typically do get paid.
Right.
But musicians that play original music, it's harder
right.
to get paid.
It's like, oh, well, you'll get the door, maybe.
Right. And it's because people aren't familiar with their music. But if they come more often, they'll see how great it is. And I'm sure a lot of them will become fans, you know.
So what brought you back to El Paso after leaving?
My dad got sick. So he was diagnosed with cancer, and they gave him very little time. But thankfully, he's still here eight years later. Yeah. So I came back for that. And then once I was here, because I have a film degree, mm-hmm. once I was here, I was like, there wasn't very much of a film scene back then. There's one growing now, right?
Yeah, it's happening. Everything is happening.
Yeah. So I went back to school, and now I'm a speech pathologist. And so actually we're using that as well. So some of the other programming we're doing is, so we have the classes, the health preventive health seminars. And we just recently did our first Rock and Tykes, which is like a 1 hour music experience for toddlers, because I work with early childhood intervention as a speech pathologist. And so we're including like language, motor, cognition, socialization.
I imagine music is a nice way to interact with
kids.
Yeah,
and
right?
It's honestly, you'd be surprised, because it's not just the music that kind of like keeps them involved, mm-hmm. but actually the rhythm is really good for what's called phonemic awareness, which is like developing an ear for the sounds that you're going to hear, which helps you then imitate them, you know? So it's actually very, very helpful. And so we just did our first one at the Fab Lab, and our goal is to do it at a different art space so that we can also highlight different art spaces that people might not go to normally,
right.
but have them discover them so that we can help the city too, you know, because that's one of the things that I really think, that if we grow our music scene, it'll help the city also.
Everything grows with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you see the city then as like a place that is good to its creatives, right?
Right.
And so then we can possibly attract bigger business, which then begins to make more jobs. And so it's all
connected. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, because a lot of, you know, big business needs that quality of life part developed in order for them to attract talent, right? Because they right. want things to do. They want music to see. They want places to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's all intertwined. If you're not part of the foundation, can you still attend the events, or how does that work?
So it's for musicians or people involved in the music industry in any way.
Okay.
Right? So sound engineers, venue owners, everybody. And so right now we're not on a membership basis. It's kind of like, come and this is a service to you. But I think we are going to start to develop membership, because we're actually being approached by a lot of city entities and mm-hmm. other arts organizations. And it's like, we need you guys to help us out with this, or let's collaborate on that. And so us 9 people are not enough people, you know?
Right.
And so then we have people like Cynthia Galindo, who is going to be helping us out with marketing. She's going to be our marketing director. And other people like Christopher Serrano and Daniel Villaseñor, who are helping me out with the music.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, Rachel Aguilar also. And so we need more people. We need bodies. We need volunteers. So I think we're going to develop it into this sort of membership where you can donate so many hours or a small fee for the year so that we can help generate.
I mean,
for...
it's awesome that you're being approached for all of these things and your babies. So it means that you're doing something right. You're on the right path.
It's exciting and exhausting, but exciting.
I hear you. So if anybody wants more information about the foundation, or let's say they are interested in volunteering or participating, what's the best way?
Right now, the best way is probably to contact us via Facebook.
Okay.
So you can look us up under El Paso International Music Foundation. We do have a website that is, right now we're transitioning into a new website. We also got that donated by Farnsworth Media, which is amazing.
Nice.
Our new one. And that's going to be www.epimf.org. EPIMF.org. And then we're on Instagram under El Paso IMF. Yeah, at El Paso IMF. and you can send us a message there, or off of the website, you can send us a message as well. And then we have a newsletter. So if you sign up on our website for it, you know, you'll get information on stuff that's upcoming.
I feel like the newsletter is really where you see everything, right? All the events, everything.
Yeah, so the newsletter is good. And then if you want to be on top of it, I guess like the social media is kind of where everything comes up right as it's happening, you know? Like, we're going to have another Rock and Tykes in October, probably the last weekend of October, and we're looking right now for a location to do that in.
So people should go sign up for your newsletter and know that there'll be a Rock and Tykes coming up this month.
Yes. And you know, the one at Fab Lab, we put tickets on it because we didn't want kids to show up and then not be able to do it.
Right.
So it was free, but it was like you had to sign up for it, and there was only 25 spaces. And it signed up within a day and a half.
Well, yeah, because these things are needed. I mean, mm-hmm. and parents are looking for things to do with their kids. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a night. It's another way to have fun. So,
and it's really, really cool. Yeah, and you know, we'll provide them with like milestone tarts that were donated by Paso del Norte Children's Development Center, and Monk Drums made these like little mini drums for us. Yeah, so it's cool. You know, I think the community is really embracing it, thankfully.
Yeah.
Actually, when we went to Austin, we went to go talk to the Texas Music Office, and it turns out they were actually already looking at El Paso.
Yay!
They were wanting to. They have this new thing called music-friendly communities. And so they were like, we were actually looking at El Paso because we see that there's like music that's good coming out of there, and we see the city growing. And they're like, all we needed was a nonprofit. We're like, oh, that's
we're
us.
Right here.
That's us. Yeah. So I think it's really cool to see that at state level, they're already like, hey, something's shaking and moving in El Paso. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's got to feel good. I mean, you launched at the right time.
Exactly. That's what I was telling Eric.
Yes.
The right time.
Very, very cool. Today, my guest has been Grisel Rodriguez from the El Paso International Music Foundation. You can find them on social media, Instagram and Facebook. And if you go to their website, you can sign up for their newsletter and get all the information about their upcoming events.
We also have a Spotify list of El Paso and Juarez and Las Cruces artists that they should check out.
And look for them on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming to
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.